जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద శ్రీల ప్రభుపద జయ జయ ప్రభుపా 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపా జయ విశ్వపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమత్ సిద్ధవన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత శ్రష్టాకూర్ మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఆనంద కోడి వైష్ణవృంద కీ జయ. నామాచార్య శీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. ప్రేమ సకహో జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది ఘోర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ. జయ నితాయ గోర్ ప్రేమానందే. ఓల్ గ్లోరీ శివ సంబల్ బుడ్స్ ఓల్ గోరి శివ సంబల్ బుడ్స్ ఓల్ గోరి శివ సంబల్ బుడ్స్ ఓల్ గోరి శ్రీ గురు గోరంగ ఓల్ గ్లోరి శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. Verse number 12. Katha madiya jushamana priyastvam. ఆవేశ్య మామాత్మని సంతమేకం. సర్వేషు భూతేషు అధియజ్ఞమీశం. యజస్వ యోగేన చ కర్మ హిన్వన్. కథా మదీయా జుషమాణ ప్రియాస్త్వం. ఆవేశ్య మామాత్మని సంతమేకం. సర్వేషు భూతేషు అధియజ్ఞమీశం. యజస్వ యోగేన చ కర్మ హిన్వన్. కథా మదీయా జుషమాణ ప్రియస్త్వం. ఆవేశ్య మామాత్మని సంతమేకం. సర్వేషు భూతేషు అధియజ్ఞమీశం. యజస్వ యోగేన చ కర్మ హిన్వన్. కథా మదీయా జుషమాణ ప్రియాస్త్వం. ఆవేశ్య మామాత్మని సంతమేకం. సర్వేషు భూతేషు అధియజ్ఞమీశం. యజస్వ యోగేన చ కర్మ హిన్వన్. కథా మదీయా జుషమాణ ప్రియస్త్వం. ఆవేశ్య మామాత్మని శాంతమేకం. సర్వేషు భూతేషు అధియజ్ఞమీశం. യജസ്വ യോഗേന ജഗർമഹിന്വന് കഥാ മദീയ ജുഷമാണ പ്രിയസ്ത്വം ആവേശ്യ മാമാത്മനി സന്തമേകം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു അധിയജ്ഞമീശം യജസ്വ യോഗേന ജഗർമഹിന്വന്. കഥാ മദീയ ജുഷമാണ പ്രിയസ്ത്വം ആവേശ മാമാത്മനി സന്തമേകം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു അധിയജ്ഞമീശം യജസ്വ യോഗേന ജഗർമഹിന്വന്. കഥാ മദീയ ജുഷമാണ പ്രിയസ്ത്വം ആവേശ മാമാത്മനി സന്തമേകം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു അധിയജ്ഞമീശം യജസ്വ യോഗേന ജഗർമഹിന്വന്. Word to word translation responsibility, please. Kathaha, messages or instructions. Madiyaha, given by me. Jushamanaha, always hearing or contemplating. Priyaha, extremely pleasing. Tvam, yourself. Aveshya, being fully absorbed in. Maam, me. Atmani, within the core of your heart. Santam, existing. Ekam, one the same supreme soul. Sarveshu, in all. Bhuteshu, living entities. Adhyatnyam, the enjoyer of all ritualistic ceremonies. Isham, the Supreme Lord. Yajaswa, worship. Yogena, by Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. Cha, also. Karma, fruitive activities. Hinwan, giving up. Translation: it does not matter that you are in the material world. You should always continuously hear the instructions and messages given by me and always be absorbed in thought of me. For I am the super soul existing in the core of everyone's heart. Therefore, give up fruitive activities and worship me. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When a devotee becomes materially very opulent, one should not think that he is enjoying the results of his fruitive activities. A devotee in this material world uses all material opulences for the service of the Lord because he is planning how to serve the Lord with these opulences, as advised by the Lord Himself. Whatever material opulence is within his possession, he engages to expand the glories and service of the Lord. A devotee never performs any fruitive or ritualistic ceremony to enjoy the results of such karma. Rather, a devotee knows that karmakanda is meant for the less intelligent man. Narottam Das Thakur says in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, കർമ്മകാണ്ഡ ജ്ഞാനകാണ്ഡ കേവല വിഷയ ഭാണ്ഡ. ബോത്ത് കർമ്മകാണ്ഡ ജ്ഞാനകാണ്ഡ ഫ്രൂട്ടീവ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ആൻഡ് സ്പെക്കുലേഷൻസ് അബൌട്ട് ദ സുപ്രീം ലോർഡ് ആർ ലൈക്ക് പോട്സ് ഓഫ് പോയ്സൺ. വൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് അട്രാക്റ്റഡ് ടു കർമ്മകാണ്ഡ ആൻഡ് ജ്ഞാനകാണ്ഡ സ്പോയിൽസ് ഹിസ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ആസ് എ ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീയിങ്. ദർഫോർ എ ഡിവോട്ടി ഈസ് നെവർ ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റഡ് in Karmakanda or Jnanakanda, but is simply interested in favorable service to the Lord, Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam, or cultivation of spiritual activities in devotional service. Om Jnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchagalpadarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahabhyayima Puro Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yatamusha Purusha Bhunte Gunan Shodasha Shodashatmaka Solankrishishta Bhagavan Vachamsi Me Hare Krishna. We are at the 12th verse of 10th chapter of this canto. Here the Lord is instructing Prahlad Maharaj. In the previous chapter, Prahlad Maharaj offered such beautiful and wonderful prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. Probably one of the longest prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is rich with devotion, philosophically very profound, and at the same time, it is very relatable to any sadhaka, because Prahlad Maharaj is presenting himself as a sadhaka, and so he is presenting the problems that we are going through, even though he is not really going through any problems. He is presenting himself as one among ourselves. So this is the prayers in the ninth canto, and then there is this conversation between the Supreme Lord and Prahlad Maharaj. Here, the Lord is instructing Prahlad. And in the previous verse, we can see that the Lord gave one instruction that can look quite difficult for anyone to understand, which is, you enjoy all material opulences. So here in the verse 11, the Lord is telling, yes, you don't desire for any material desires. You don't desire for any material opulences. In the whole 45 or 50 verses in the previous chapter, Prahlad Maharaj never asked for anything material. Rather, he was condemning material opulences, saying the temporary nature of the material opulences. However, the Lord is telling, even though you are not at all interested in material desires, I am going to instruct you to enjoy material opulences, and I am giving you material opulence, and that for a very long time, for one manvantara. It's such a long time. And Prahlad Maharaj has to enjoy the kingdom as the king of the demons. And in this way, Vishwanatha Thakur explains further that, look, the Lord is telling that this is the quality of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is least bothered about material opulence or sense gratification. Not interested. So, I am just giving only for one manvantara. From the Lord perspective, one manvantara is not that long. From our perspective, it is very long. But from the Lord's perspective, it is not that long. You just go through this for one manvantara. And after that, I'll take this back. So don't be angry with me. Just enjoy this. Generally, devotees may be very excited to hear this. Especially if we are conditioned. Many of us are, including me. So if we offer material opulences and tell, okay, you enjoy. The Lord says, one may be very much happy about it. However, that is not the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is thinking, why the Lord is again throwing me in this ocean of material existence? This is like a dark hole. And why the Lord is again putting me in this material existence? So that is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He is least bothered about enjoyment. At the same time, he is really worried about it. Because we can hear that in the previous chapter. He condemns this material existence and the suffering. So he carries that strong mood. And when the Lord is giving what he is not at all desiring for, then he is not very happy in that sense. That's why we can say in the previous chapter, Kalopaniyatmamam nijabhurtya pasyam. Kindly give the shelter of your devotees. I don't want anything else. So that is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So is it possible for Prahlad Maharaj to enjoy materially? Can he ever enjoy materially, or can he ever derive satisfaction in material enjoyment? No one can derive satisfaction in material enjoyment. As Srila Prabhupada said, material desire is something which cannot be fulfilled. That is the definition of material desires by Srila Prabhupada. Something which can never be satisfied. So that desire is material desire. It can never be satisfied. And of course, Prahlad Maharaj, in one of the famous verses from the previous chapter, reveals his own consciousness. Very famous verse. Naivo duje paradurateya vaitaranya todvirya gayana mahamrita magna citta shochetato vimukhachetasa indriyarthan maya sukhaya bharamuddhato vimudhan. So Prahlad Maharaj says, na eva udvije. I am not at all suffering. I am not at all bothered. Na eva udvije. I am not suffering at all. Why? There is a reason for that. Because he is completely engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. And so he is, practically speaking, is completely enjoying the nectar of devotion. Paraduratya Vaitaranya. He is not worried about Vaitaranya. Vaitarani is the river, it's the obstacle. Vaitarani simply means obstacles. And there's a river called Vaitaranya in the boundary, Vaitarani River, the boundary of the material and the spiritual world. So it is so difficult to cross over. He is not worried about the material existence as such, because Todvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha. He's completely absorbed in Mahamrita, not just normal nectar, Mahamrita, great nectar of Todvirya Gayana, glorifying the Supreme Lord. So definitely Prahlad Maharaj is not affected by material miseries, neither is he affected by material pleasure. He cannot enjoy in that because he has a higher taste. Param drishto anivartade, he already has higher taste. He is not bothered. And his only misery, shoche, means I am really concerned about, I worry about whom? People, vimukha chedasa indriyarthan, vimukha chedasa, who have turned their back towards Krishna. Vimukha. Mukha means facing Krishna. Vimukha means turning back towards Krishna, going away from Krishna. Vimukha chedasa. Those whose consciousness is away from Krishna. So it's not just a physically turning away from Krishna, but the consciousness which is away from Krishna, one who has forgotten Krishna. For what? Indriyarthan. for the purpose of sense gratification. Maya sukhaya. For what? Maya sukhaya. Not for the transcendental pleasure, but the pleasure of the illusory energy. Bharam uddhato. Because of that, they have to carry a lot of weight. So much of struggle. So it is interesting. Avidya karma samnyata tritiya saktirishyate. So avidya is considered, because if one is in avidya, if the more one is ignorant, one has to struggle more materially. If one has more knowledge, one can, spiritual knowledge, one doesn't have to struggle materially. Because otherwise, in ignorance, Maya is very powerful to engage anyone and everyone. And so, more one is ignorant, more one has to work hard in this material world. And one will suffer. So that's why Maya Sukhaya Bharam. Bharam means weight. Heavy weight. That's called Bharam, Bharam. All these words are my heavy weight. Uddhohado. It's literally saying Uddhohado. Carrying on the head. Vimudhan. They are fools and rascals. Srila Prabhupada translates. So he is only worried about them. Then how can Prahlad Maharaj enjoy material opulence in a material way? He can do it as a duty, as his love for the Lord, but otherwise he cannot. And he was not affected by anything, including he was thrown in the poison pit where all the poisonous snakes are there. He was thrown in the fire. He was drowned in the water, thrown from the cliff. He was trying to travel by the elephants, but nothing happened to Prahlad Maharaj. He was simply thinking the Supreme Lord, Smaranam. And because of his absorption, Magna Chittaha, he was unaffected. So how can he enjoy material? It's not possible. And so the Lord is simply showing an example of a pure devotee. As it was mentioned, we'll discuss that, previously also it was mentioned, that Bhritya Lakshana Jitnyasu, to show the qualities of a pure devotee, the Lord has placed Prahlad in the situation. Both. When he was apparently going through difficulties and when he's going to enjoy materially. Both are simply to demonstrate the quality of a pure devotee, because the Lord wants to show that a devotee is not affected by these dualities. A pure devotee is not affected by dualities. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many verses stating this. There can be good or bad materially, but a devotee is not affected. And it is very instructive too for ours. The reason is, if we have to carry on any service, in devotional service, any devotional service, you can see in ISKCON, we have to tolerate any service. It can be a very simple service, just doing, one fruit cut up, one offering, one fruit cut up for the Lord. If you had to do every week, once a week, or if you are cleaning, changing the bin, every week we had to do, there will always be some challenges. We'll have to tolerate something, maybe the weather, maybe the condition, maybe our health, something we had to tolerate. If you want to be steady in any service, there will be some challenges which we have to face. So that's why being steady in service is very important. Let it be any service, because on the absolute platform, all services are the same. And when we try to do it consistently, we get purified. So it's very important to be steady in our service. So of course, there is the internal steadiness and the external steadiness. Initially, we have to come to the platform of external steadiness. Then we can talk about internal steadiness. Ultimately, when we talk about Nishtha, we are talking about the internal steadiness, and because of that internal steadiness, external steadiness will manifest. But external steadiness in itself is not a symptom of Nishtha. That's not sufficient condition to be on the platform of Nishtha, because that is about internal steadiness, wherein a symptom of Nishtha is one can hear what we are chanting. Very simple. 16 rounds we are chanting. One can hear all 16 rounds, all the mantras. Then one can say, okay, one is getting to the internal steadiness as a symptom. There are other characteristics. And of course, because of that steadiness, one can do services also very steadily. But even if we are not there, at least we can chant our 16 rounds. We can try to chant attentively and we can be steady in whatever service we are performing. It's very important. And here, if you see the position of Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj has two aspects to him. On one side, he is Nitya Siddha. He is eternally perfected devotee. And he himself reveals his position in one sense, because, okay, we can see in the verse we chanted before, Naivo Dvijaya Paradhritya Vaitaranya. He is unaffected by material miseries at all on one level. And the Lord himself says he is the pure devotee. And he brought this pure devotee simply to demonstrate the qualities of a pure devotee. Bhritya Lakshana Jijnyasu. Who is Bhritya Lakshana Jijnyasu? Who is Bhritya Lakshana Jijnyasu? Jijnyasu means one who is very desirous of showing the qualities of a pure devotee. Who is that? Who is Bhritya Lakshana Jijnyasu? Jijnyasu means one who is desirous to show the qualities of a pure devotee. Who is that? No? No? Krishna in the form of Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev wanted to demonstrate the qualities of a pure devotee. So, by the Lord's desire, he was put into all different kinds of situations, and at all times, he never forgot Krishna, and he wanted to show that. And now he is going to enjoy materially, or he is going to be in the presence of all kinds of material opulences for, not for 100 years, for one manvantara. We are talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of years, millions of years. And all these times, he indeed performed pure devotional service. So this is a real test. This is like a sample test. In the presence of greatest of the miseries, where one is going to be killed, still he was simply remembering Krishna. Now on the other side, he is now awarded with all the material opulences for a prolonged period of time. Still, he is demonstrating the quality of a pure devotee. So this is Jijnyasu is here, Lord Narasimhadev. And Prahlad Maharaj is an instrument to demonstrate that. So in that way we can see, yes, Prahlad Maharaj is a Nitya Siddha. At the same time, Prahlad Maharaj is also a Sadhaka Siddha. Because we can hear in different Puranas, Narasimha Purana, different Puranas, we can hear the sadhana aspect of Prahlad Maharaj in the previous births. So Prahlad Maharaj has these two aspects, Nitya Siddha and Sadhaka, as a Sadhana Siddha. And indeed, ultimately, they are one person. So the expansions actually come to this material world. There are many examples like this in Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, Nanda and Yashoda, they appeared as Drona and Dhara. They are again expansions of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So they have this eternal position and a kind of a sadhaka position. They are more of an expansion than sadhaka. The reason being, they didn't have to go through such austerities to get Krishna as their son. But Prishni Sutapa, we know, in few births, they indeed went through a lot of austerities. But here, they didn't go through so much of austerities. And the difference is, Drona and Dhara, they didn't ask for Krishna as their son. Rather, they asked for pure devotional service in Vatsalya Bhav. So, as a result, they got their own son. That is Krishna. So we can see that there are this Nitya Siddha, Sadhaka Siddha positions, and they both combine together in certain personalities. Here we have the example of Prahlad Maharaj. So he is both. And in the previous prayers, which are described in the previous chapter, in the 9th chapter, we can see both aspects. On one side, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Trastosmiham Kripana Vatsala Dussahogra. Trastosmiham. I am completely frightened. Kripana Vatsala, who is very merciful to fallen souls like me. Dussahogra. So difficult to tolerate. Ugra, very fierce. Samsara Chakra Kadanat. Samsara Chakra Kadanat. Kadana means misery. Samsara Chakra by the process of repeated birth and death. Samsara Chakra Kadanat. Grasatam Pranita. I have been thrown into this material world, into this samsara. So here, on one side, he is a Nitya Siddha.
if we take the aspect of Nityasiddha in this prayer, we can see that he's praying like this out of humility. On the other side, we can see he's setting an example just like a sadhaka for us who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness. So he's telling, I'm just simply suffering in this world. Baddha sokarmabhir ushattamate ghrimulam. And he's, I'm completely captured by this material energy. Ushattama te anghrimulam. So I am praying for what? One thing, that is Prito Abhavarga Sharanam Hoyase Kadanu. He's asking for one thing. Please allow me to get the shelter of your lotus feet. So this is one aspect of Prahlad Maharaj. He's not really going through suffering in one sense, because he was always thinking about Krishna and he didn't have any difficulties at the one place. If he wanted material desires, he wanted material opulences, then he didn't have to do anything. He could have easily inherited everything from his father. But he himself says in his prayer, what's the use of it? I saw by your mercy that my father had everything, all the world under his control, literally speaking, all the demigods under his control, except a few. But everything was crushed in no time. So what's the use of all these material opulences? All the way till the opulence of Virinchi, all the way till the opulence of Brahma, what's the use? This is the point of Prahlad Maharaj. And then he speaks further. At the same time, he shows the confidence in the association of pure devotees and the confidence in the process of bhakti which is coming through the parampara. So that's why he says that soham priyasya suhrida paradevataya. Soham, he explains different rasas in which one worships the Lord. Soham priyasya suhrida paradevataya lila katha tava nrsimha virinja gita anjas tutarmi anugranan gunavipramukto Durganite Padayugale Hamsa Sangha. He says, look, simply by the process of chanting your glories, chanting your pastimes, I can easily cross over the ocean of material existence. How is that? He says, I can easily, he shows confidence. Anja means very easily. Titarmi, I cross over. Guna vipramukta, I'll be completely free, be freed from the modes of material nature, and I can cross over all the miseries of material existence very easily. How? Padayugale hamsa sangha. It's a very interesting word. Padayugaleya. Padayugaleya means the devotees whose shelter is your lotus feet. They are padayugaleya. Their shelter, their residence is your lotus feet. They are padayugalaya. And they are called hamsa. They are swan-like devotees. Sangha. By obtaining the sangha and by glorifying lila katha, I can very easily cross over the material existence. So here, Prahlad Maharaj shows his confidence. So on one side, Prahlad Maharaj says, I have no hope out of humility. And on the other side, he says, I have no suffering at all. And I can cross over all this material suffering very easily, just like a sadhaka. So this is the position of Prahlad Maharaj. And now, the nature of instruction given by Narasimhadev is very much suiting the prayers that Prahlad Maharaj was already offering to the Lord. It was known different because Katha Madhya Jushamana Priya Tvam. Madhya Katha. Again, he is talking about Madhya Katha, his instruction, message, pastime. This is the Katha. This is Leela Katha, as we described earlier. So the instruction given by Narasimhadev is exactly the same thing. Be engaged in the transcendental loving service and glorify the Supreme Lord. The same instruction is given by the Lord. So it's the instruction for pure devotional service. And so what happens to Prahlad Maharaj? Here there is a concern that since he has to go through material enjoyment, the Lord is definitely assuring that Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have to fall down. He doesn't have to go through any material miseries, or he doesn't have to get deviated from pure devotional service. He can simply continue pure devotional service. So that's why here it is mentioned about all these Vedic sacrifices. What is mentioned? Yajasva yoga enacha karma hinvan. So here a very specific instruction is given, yajasva yogena. So yajasva yogena means yajasva bhakti yogena. You serve me in pure devotion service. And na karma hinvan. Karma na hinvan. Don't perform any fruitive activities. So this instruction is very relevant for any Vedic king. Why? Because for a Vedic king is supposed to perform all different kinds of Vedic sacrifices, and predominantly they are in fruitive in nature. So Ashwamedha yajna, different yajna, worshipping different demigods. So generally a king has to perform all the sacrifices, but here the Lord is specifically instructing Prahlada Maharaj that he doesn't have to do any of those sacrifices. He simply has to perform devotional service. So in this way, the Lord is giving a very favorable instruction to Prahlada Maharaj. So that is yajasva yogena chak na karma hinvan. And here, Prabhupada makes a very important point about if a devotee has material opulence, what is the cause of that material opulence? Is it because of karma of that devotee, or is it the blessing of the Supreme Lord? So this is an important question to be answered. And also, how should we see material opulences possessed by the devotees? So there is a reason, there is a discussion about material opulences, because material opulences are very powerful. Yes, very powerful. As Kunti Maharani says, Janmai Shriya Shruta Shri Bhir Edamana Madapuman Naivarhati Abhidadum Vai Twama Kinchana Gochara. So Kunti Maharani says, there are very powerful distractions on the path of bhakti. Just like the highway robbers in some cases. We may be traveling to a destination, but there can be different obstructions. There can be some different obstacles in the progressive path of bhakti. And one is janma, aristocratic birth. Then aishwarya, wealth. Shruta, learning. Shri, opulences. So all these kind of things can, beauty. These kind of things can be very much, they can cause impediments in the path of bhakti. One can be easily be carried away by these opulences, opulence, beauty. And so Narada Muni, when he spoke to Nalakuvera and Manigriva, he made a very interesting point. So he, before cursing Nalakuvera and Manigriva, he explained why is he cursing. He actually analyzes the problems with material opulence. Narada Muni makes very interesting point. He says, Nahyanyo jushato jushyo buddhi bhramsho rajo gunaha srimadat abhijatyade yatra stri dyutamasava. He says that even though there are these four opulences, we can say, material opulences, they can distract a devotee from devotional service. Of these four, one is the most powerful. And what is that? Among beauty, wealth, education, aristocratic birth, what is the most problematic? Beauty, according to you, beauty. Anything else? Any other opinion? Wealth? Any other opinion? Fame? Okay, according to Narada Muni, in the 10th chapter of the 10th canto, he says, it is the material opulence, is that wealth. Because one can be intoxicated by wealth. Sri Madad. One can be completely bewildered by wealth. And because of that, one can get other three. If one has wealth, then one can have education, or you can have educated people working for you. One doesn't need education, but one can, there's so many, they can have thousands of educated people working for you. Education can be, all the knowledge can be at the fingertip. Or if you want beauty, they may not be able to become beautiful, but they can get beautiful partner. They can get somebody who's beautiful. That's not difficult. Similarly, one can get fame. So in this way, one can be very easily be intoxicated by wealth. And so, Naramani curses Nalakuvara and Manigriva. So that's why it is discussed here, the problem with the material opulence. However, if a devotee possesses material opulence, how can we see that? Okay, let's consider the example of Prahlad Maharaj, and it is very evident. How can we understand the material opulence of Prahlad Maharaj? Where is it coming from? Is it his karma, or is it a gift of the Lord? It is a gift of the Lord. How about other devotees? Okay, Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee. So for a pure devotee, it is very easy to understand. Okay, it's everything is a gift of the Lord. How about a normal devotee? He is a sadhaka, he is not a pure devotee. How about him or her? If he or she has material opulence, how can we see that? Is it karma or is it gift of the Lord? Okay, good point. Yes. Yes. On one level, we tend to see that it is karma. Right? It can be karma, because generally we are carrying our karma. But here the point is, if a devotee is practicing devotional service, chanting 16 rounds, following four regulatory principles, etc., then a devotee's life is in the hand of Krishna. And so for a devotee, even for a practicing devotee, for a sadhaka, Vishwanatha Chakravarti explained, there is nothing like karma. Even for a sadhaka, there is nothing like karma, because there is the hand of the Lord. So the Lord is ultimately sanctioning for a devotee, even for a sadhaka. So the Lord decides to give something or not to give something. In that way, yes, material opulence can be one's karma, but still the Lord personally sanctions to give that to that particular devotee. And so we cannot see it as karma. So anything for a devotee, whether it is a good or bad, we cannot see it as just karma, but we have to see the hand of the Lord. And that's why even in suffering, a devotee thinks, tattena kampam susamikshamano. Not very easy, but bhunjana evatma kritam vipagam. So from the viewpoint of a devotee, if an individual is going through difficulty, one may see it as one's own karma. Bhunjana eva atma kritam vipagam. That vipagam, I have done some mistakes, some sins, some offenses, that is atmakritam. So a devotee takes responsibility, but still he is thankful to Krishna, even if one is going through difficulty. See it as mercy of the Lord, because it's an opportunity to go closer to the Lord. And at the same time, if something good happens, then a devotee gives credit to Krishna. It's explained by Srila Prabhupada in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita purport. So this is the nature of the devotee. So ultimately, we had to see that it is the gift of the Lord. And so, even among devotees, there can be this tendency that if a devotee is very rich, we can become envious. Oh, such and such a devotee is so wealthy. It's just karma. We can just, see it is on a lower platform. It's just his karma or her karma. Then comes the next point, that whether it's actually karma or the Lord's gift, that is how that devotee is utilizing that opulence. It depends on that. Even if a practicing devotee becomes wealthy, and if that wealth is not used in service of Krishna, then it is not considered gift of Krishna. It is gift of Maya. Prabhupada explains in the previous chapter, in the purport. It is gift of Maya. It is not really gift of Krishna. So even though we can generally say, yes, everything is gift of Krishna, but if that is distracting a devotee, it has to be seen as Maya, not as Krishna. So there are different factors to consider when we see opulences of a devotee. And as it is mentioned in this purport, such a devotee always uses opulence in service of Krishna. And that is the only purpose. And a devotee doesn't have to engage in karmakanda or jnanakanda. They are considered simply as vishar bhanda, as Narottam Das Thakur says. Vishar bhanda, only a pile of poison. They don't give any value to such kind of fruitive activities. And so the Lord instructs Prahlada Maharaj that you don't need to do any ritualistic activities. Na karma hinvan. No need to do any materialistic fruitive activities. Rather, simply be engaged in pure devotion service. So that is the main points from this purport. And this month we have a very important event going to start. That is our yearly Srila Prabhupada book marathon, starting on 24th of November. That is just 2 days from now, Friday. And it will go all the way till 24th of December. 1 month we have book distribution marathon. And this is a great opportunity for devotees to extend Srila Prabhupada's mercy to others and also purify oneself. On the absolute platform, all services are equal. At the same time, some services can be a bit more demanding, or some services may be a bit more challenging, and it may demand immediate surrender. So one of those services is book distribution. As I heard this point from Vijay Prabhu, who is a book distribution minister, it's a very interesting point. He said that, yes, if you want to do any service, we need the mercy of Krishna. But in some services, we don't call out for the mercy of Krishna. For example, if you are chopping vegetables for Krishna, generally, because we are conditioned, we don't call out for Krishna. We should actually call out for Krishna, even if you are chopping vegetables, but we don't. Generally, I don't. And we think it's very easy, I can just chop the vegetables, that's fine. But in book distribution, especially when we are meeting with some challenges, then we tend to call out for Krishna. So in that way, there is a need of more surrender. And especially when the circumstances are not very favorable. People are not stopping to take a book, and people may abuse sometimes. Then it can become challenging and disheartening. So then we call out for Krishna. So in that way, there's an opportunity for surrender. And by this process, we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's mercy to many. And we have seen the power of Srila Prabhupada's books in our lives and in lives of so many people. In past few years, we have seen number of devotees came in touch with us. They became devotees only by the association of Srila Prabhupada's books. Not from Indian background, non-Indian backgrounds. That is just amazing. And it's always amazed to see, they just read Srila Prabhupada's books, started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, started offering, set up their altar. That's it. So we can see such kind of transformation. And it is all possible by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and this is an opportunity to do that. And then what happens when we endeavor ourselves to distribute books, then we get Krishna's mercy. And in the service, it's very easy to see reciprocation of Krishna. Actually, we get reciprocation of Krishna in any service, but many times we don't see that. But in book distribution, many times it is very easy to see how Krishna acts. So that is one of the interesting aspects of book distribution. And so we need to endeavor to do this. We have to go out of our comfort zone. It's not easy for me to go out and distribute books. I try to do that. But it's not easy for me. Always I feel, do I really have to go out? I felt kind of a fear, some kind of a challenge. But just get out and try. And of course, many times there are challenges. People are not stopping. People are not taking a book. Then pray to Krishna. And then we can see how Krishna is organizing book distribution. How Srila Prabhupada is helping us in distributing his books. So yesterday, Chaitanya Prabhu gave a short class on book distribution. I made a very interesting point that don't just see we are distributing books. Okay, that is one aspect of it. But it is the loving exchange between Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And we are taking part in that loving exchange. Prabhupada wants to glorify Krishna, and he wants to broadcast this glory to everyone, and we are simply taking part in it. And of course, in book distribution, we know it is a three people process. We are the distributor is there, and one who is receiving the book, and also Krishna is there as Paramatma. So we can see this dynamics in book distribution, and we can always feel this. And that's why it is very important for us to endeavor for book distribution. And we always see some magic taking place. You know, so many times, you know, struggle, and you may be tired towards the end of the marathon, tired, and can't distribute any books. I remember one time, just sitting, I was somewhere, probably in the Aubrey or Wangaratta somewhere, a whole day distributed, I was just so tired, and evening, I wanted to distribute, and I was feeling so exhausted, so I sat in the car, and I was thinking, you know, no, I shouldn't sit here, I had to distribute some books, but I was feeling so tired, I didn't want to go out. Suddenly, I just made a phone call, and I thought, probably I would be able to sell a Bhagavatam. That was the intention in my heart. And I just made a phone call. He immediately told I had to ask a few questions. And he was started asking so many questions about Bhagavatam. Then I told him, you had to get a Bhagavatam. So he got a Bhagavatam straight away. I said, I'll send you when I come to Melbourne. But you can pay the money. Okay, here we go. So we can always see that how Krishna acts. And this time we have a very nice target to meet. We have set a target as 8,500 Maha Big Books hardbound. So hardbound Maha Big Books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and primarily Krishna book in all different languages and Nectar Devotion. So we have already books available, and also 150 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. So that is also in different languages. We have Bhagavatam sets available in multiple languages. So take this endeavor to distribute books, and Bhagavatam is also very cheap now. It's only $300. Usually, books get expensive as years pass by. But when I bought Srimad Bhagavatam, it was $600. Now it is half price. I purchased maybe 20 years back. Then I told a devotee, if I get my first stipend from the university, I was starting my research, with the first stipend I will buy Srimad Bhagavatam, I promised a devotee. So when I got the first stipend, straight away I purchased a copy of Bhagavatam, the full set, and it was $600. And now it's only $300. And it's a better print, printed in Germany, and it really looks good. So it's a great opportunity. So now we can confidently say it's so cheap. One volume cost maybe $15 or $16. This is so cheap. So distribute so many Bhagavatam sets, distribute Bhagavad Gitas, and in that way, try to please our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, devotees, and spread the glories of the holy name in this way. So it's a great opportunity. So kindly take part in this mission. Last year we had about 150 plus devotees took part in book marathon. This time we want more than 200 devotees taking part. So encourage yourself, encourage your friends, family, bhakti vrikshas, encourage everyone to distribute books. So that is one message I wanted to pass on. Only 2 days left. Today is Wednesday. Friday we are starting. So let's pray that we can distribute a lot of books for the pleasure of the parampara. So, with this I conclude and see if there are any questions or any comments. Okay, Sivia, you have a question? You have a question too? Can you pass on the mic, please?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, when I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto of Kunti Maharani prayers, and Kunti Maharani says to Lord Krishna, only those who are exhausted with material opulence can approach the Lord.
Yes.
And later on she also says that the persons in the material world who are full of material opulence, it's very hard for them to approach the Lord. Mm-hmm. But then in this verse, it is Lord Narasimha Dev is saying that material opulence is like a blessing and mercy of the Lord. So yes. How do we understand
yes.
this?
Have you read the purport of that one? Tvam akinchana gojara, same verse. Janmai shariya shruta sribhir, edamana madhapavan. Have you read the purport? Okay, please read the purport. I'll give the answer, but please read that purport. There, Srila Prabhupada gives two examples, or in the subsequent verse, but two examples are given about akinchana gojara, one who is exhausted with material opulences, material desires. One doesn't have nothing to do with that. One is Ambarish Maharaj and one is Gorkishore Das Babaji. So tomorrow is a festival. We have Pushpanjali for Gorkishore Das Babaji tomorrow. So Gorkishore Das Babaji is he's materially exhausted because he didn't have anything, right? He was just sitting under a tree in a hut, that's it. And Ambarish Maharaj, he had everything, but he is also Akinchana Gochara. So it is the consciousness of a devotee. It is not whether one possesses something or not. So here, that is the example Narasimhadev wanted to demonstrate through Prahlad Maharaj, that now he is going to have all the material opulences, but he is not going to get affected by the material opulences. So in that way, Prahlad Maharaj is also an example of Akinchana Gochara. Clear? Thank you. Materially exhausted, nothing to do with, completely done with the material energy. I don't want to enjoy materially. That desire doesn't exist. Yeah. You got a question? Yeah. Can you give it to
Your Grace, karma. The Vedic scriptures often say that when you chant the mantra, all your karma is dissolved. That point. Yet obviously we suffer our karma. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it's a very important point that when we chant, we hear the glories of the chanting the holy name of Krishna, that all the karma get extinguished. But at the same time, we suffer. So this is a common point, not only about chanting, but all devotional services. If we perform any devotional service, naturally karma get extinguished. Karmani nirdhahati kinduja bhakti bhaja, Brahma Samhita says. Karmani nirdhahati, it actually burns to the core. All the karma will become burnt to the core. Kinduja bhakti bhajam, for bhakti bhajam, for the devotees. So this is the nature of bhakti. At the same time, there is a sequence in which different kinds of karma get extinguished. So karma is also classified in different ways. So it's explained. Apralabdha bhalam bhavam kudam bijam bhalonmugam kramanyeva praliyeta vishnu bhaktir atatmanaha. So there is a sequence in which karma get extinguished. So if we consider that cycle, ignorance will be washed away. It's also part of karma because we are doing all the karma because of ignorance. And the karmic activity, the sinful activity, that we will stop performing. The proclivity to do sinful activities, that will also be washed away. And the desire to do sinful activities, that will also be extinguished. And even aprarabdha karma. Aprarabdha karma are the karma which are set aside for future lifetimes. They will also get washed away. So that's why aprarabdha balam pavam kudam bijam bhalonmukham. So the last one to get extinguished is bhalonmukham. Bhalonmukham means prarabdha karma, meaning the karma which we are meant to suffer in this lifetime. So by performing any devotional activities in this sequence, starting from the karma which are set aside for the future lifetimes, that will get vanquished. And all other sinful tendencies, they will also go down. And the final one to go away is the immediate reaction. So that's why we have to patiently tolerate for this lifetime. Because even our body is also a result of karma. Because we are using in Krishna service, it can be spiritualized. So that's why a devotee, even though going through suffering, such a devotee who is advanced doesn't see that suffering as suffering, but sees as mercy of Krishna. So that's the point. So on how we look upon those kind of difficulties that we are going through, we see them as given by Krishna so that we can go closer to Krishna. And at the same time, these are the mysteries which are meant to come in this lifetime. That's the last to go away. Make sense? Yeah. So there's a sequence of destruction of all this karma. Yeah. Thank you. Any final question? Or any other question? Okay. Thank you. Granthirashima Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.